Before I start the sermon today, I have to tell you, I don't know what it's going to be special about the sermon, but there's something going on. I spend a lot of time with God before I do any sermon, but this was a unique one. It started with an email with a video that an atheist friend of mine sent me. Okay, that's how it started. And it captured me right away. And it was like God was speaking to my heart, you need to do a sermon based on a scripture and this video. I had no clue. The real issue became is because the band had already rehearsed a bunch of songs around something a little different. So I had to make a change. And then there was another change. But the interesting thing was when we came for rehearsal that night and said, hey, you know these songs we've been working on, we're going to have to change something. I need to add a song in. Don't ask me why. And then the next thing I find out is Steve Laux, the drummer, finds out, hey, I've been wanting to do that song. So it's like a confirmation. And it's just, I don't know what's going to happen. But I know that somebody is supposed to receive something special out of this message. It may be me. And trust me, when I come, God speaks to me too. When I come to church, yes, there's music, there's me preaching or Jackie preaching, but you've got to read between the lines and let the Holy Spirit interpret what's going on there. So let me start with the scripture this morning. And I hope that somebody is truly blessed by whatever happens here today. This is Jesus talking to his disciples. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear even more fruit. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. For I am the vine, and you are the branches. And he who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. But if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. So at this time, I'm going to have Bonnie put on a video, and all I want you to do is open your mind to God's Spirit as you watch this video. That's okay. Let's quit. You gave them a taste. Okay, that was actually a 4-minute video, but let me explain, and I hope you can grasp this. This man went all over the world to record the song Higher Ground. He took the people, the different nationalities, different instruments, different places, different cultures, different languages, and you'll notice that everybody in this very short video that you saw had headphones on. They had headphones on. So he goes all over the globe and records this song, and it turns out beautiful. People from all cultures, all different places, had headphones on because they were listening to a bass track, a recording that everybody listened to. So it allowed all these people to come together and put together a beautiful music. I am the vine, you are the branches. You stay attached to God, and God brings people together. He gives them a consistent beat, a consistent song, a track that if everybody can listen to the same song, it brings people together. In this particular case, the vine was the headphones, listening to the primary beat, listening to the structure of the song. They were all playing according to what they were hearing. It allowed them to be a unit. It brought unity to them. It brought unity to the music. In other words, source, your source is very important in your life. What is your source? You've had sources throughout your whole life. It's how you learned. It's how you formed habits. It determines the type of person you are, what your beliefs are. You've had a source. And what I want to tell you today is this scripture we read from in the book of John, This is Jesus telling to us that if we can make Him the source, that God can come into, and I think this is particularly true, this verse is so important to families, to marriages, and to churches, and to countries. There's division all over our land. There's division in the country. People are becoming polarized. People are each listening to different things, and it's pulling them apart. God is looking for unity. If we can all focus on the Word of God and His track and His music, we come together and we dance together, we make music together, and it's unified. And that's the amazing thing that's taking place in this church, where Praise Community Fellowship and Emmanuel Methodist, two different congregations, coming together, and the only reason it's working is because Jackie and I get together and we're both unified and saying, let's follow the Holy Spirit and see what the Spirit wants to do. Source is very, very, very important. Let me give you another analogy, a metaphor, a parable of why source is so important. Darlene Hanks is in our congregation here. Darlene, put your hand up. She's an architect, a certified architect. She's one of Cordy's main architects. She designs buildings from the ground up. She designs these structures. Now, there's something very interesting that happens. So she spends all this time with all her schooling and certifications and that, and she spends hours putting these big buildings together from the ground up. But what happens is once she has a blueprint, it goes out to many, many people. It goes to surveyors. It goes to the guys that drive the caterpillars. What are they called? Excavators. It goes to the concrete guys. Steve Laux, he knows all about this. It goes to the steel people, the welders, the electricians, the plumbers. But they all work from the same source. It's the only way her vision, her plan, the plan that spent hours on will come together and be functional and safe and turn into something great. If all these different people, the contractors, the laborers, the electricians, the plumbers, the carpenters, all came and you just said, hey, we're going to build a building. Have at it. It'd be a mess. You have to have architecture. You have to have a source. You have to have a blueprint. Now, when Jackie and I meet every week and we talk about these two churches, it would be very easy for each of us to go, well, I think the blueprint should be this. And I could go, I think the blueprint should be this. And the next thing you know, this is what you're going to have. Instead, we've chosen to pray to God and say, let's let the Holy Spirit, which I've believed in my whole life, let the Holy Spirit particularly run the church. That is when power happens. That is when we come together and we make music together and it makes something beautiful. Every week we come in here, the band comes in and we play. Bonnie hands out music to each of us. Usually she doesn't hand me a particular song and Matt a different song and Dave a different. No, we have to look off the same source to make music happen. Now, I don't know if this has ever happened in your church, but I've been in churches where people get together and they come together as a church family, but then there's somebody that usually starts showing up and they want to be in the band, they want to be part of this, but they bring their own music. And so we're all playing this song, except this person comes in and says, yeah, but I'm going to play a couple bars of that, but then I'm going off on my own. It's disruptive. The source, Jesus, especially at the church, the Holy Spirit is the source. We spend time in prayer asking God, where do you want to take us? Where do you want to lead us? I know my board for a while had kept asking me, what's the plan? I don't have the plan. I don't know. I go to God every day and ask Him, what is the plan? I have no laid out plan. If God gives me a plan or gives Jackie a plan, I can assure you we're going to share it. There's no secrets. The source is God and Jesus Christ. So we come here together to tune in to God's vine, to be plugged into His vine so His sap flows through us. His plans, His ideas, His blueprints is what we're after. If we build the church, and the church is vital to what's going on in this country. I know that there's so many people leaving the church. Oh, the church, it's just, it's boring, it's this, it's that. And that's probably true in a lot of cases. But it's because people haven't been taught how to plug into God. It's not about me. It's not about Jackie's words. It's not about the music. It's about coming and allowing the Spirit to talk through us. I'm no orator. There's nothing special except I pray that the Holy Spirit will come and open people's hearts and give a message that will allow you to stay attached to the vine. Marriages, when marriages start going astray, I can assure you, this is a metaphor, but people begin listening to different songs. I want to waltz, but I want to rock and roll. I want to jig, but I want to whatever. It's unity. You have to share the earphones. Listen to the source. The thing, I'm going to go back to my Easter sermon. You have to grasp this. Our hard drives are corrupted way back when. And the corruption was wonderful. I'm going to reemphasize this. This is the best way I can make this. You have to understand your hard drive is corrupted, not God's. We're corrupted, not God. And the corruption that Satan put on our hard drive is genius. And that corruption is God's not important. He's irrelevant to your life. You can do your own plans. You can find your own happiness. You can create your own Eden. You don't need God. He's irrelevant to your happiness. That's what he told Adam and Eve, the Satan in the garden. You don't need to listen to God. Listen, it's better if you do things your way. Now, once you realize that that's corrupted, it's easier. I find it easier to know that I'm corrupted to say, oh, I have to be deliberate in my intention to stay connected to the vine of Jesus Christ. Jesus says, I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. But apart from me, you can do nothing. Nothing worthwhile. The bottom line is this. Here's where I think we're all lost. Is God is no longer magnificent in people's lives. God's no longer magnificent. He's an ancient icon that out of obligation, we come to the table of grace, we show up at church, and we put in our obligation. I know that's not everybody, but that's what's happening. God is no longer magnificent to people. If you can connect to the Holy Spirit, the juice that flows through the vine of Jesus Christ, all of a sudden God becomes magnificent again. He will speak to you. He will speak to you. Now I'm going to see how magnificent he is, and we're going to try this video one more time. Thank you. Jackie, if I can have you come on up. But dance while you're coming up. Does any of that make sense? They were all tuned into the same vine. People from all over the world played the same song. They came together. It was beautiful. This is how we come together. Through the Word. Coming together as a family. And you going to God, the source. And I will tell you something. I know this. If we all go to the Holy Spirit and we pray to Him, the Holy Spirit is not going to divide us. The message will be the same, just like this music. So we come together, we dance together, we play. We make beautiful music. We change things. And now what we're going to do is we're going to come together to a table. The table brings people together. There's a focus that Jesus gave us. And we call it Holy Communion. And on the night Jesus was betrayed, He took the bread and He broke it and He said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
And on that same night He took the cup. And He said, "This is for the forgiveness of sins. It's the blood of the new covenant. Each time you drink of this, do this in remembrance of me." So it is in remembrance of these mighty acts that we come this day, taking this bread and this cup.
Come. I'm sorry.
By your Holy Spirit, O God, would you come and bless these gifts of bread and cup for us, and bless those who are gathered here, that this might be a blessing to others as we leave this place with the same source, with the same Spirit, with the same holy food. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Come, for all things are now prepared.